Hello and welcome. It's our number one of the Maller podcast for a Friday. And before we tell you what's up this hour, it's a football hour. A programming note, if you're a football fan, and who isn't, you're listening to a sports radio podcast coming up later today at 7 o'clock Eastern, 4 p.m. in the West. We're going to have Benny versus the Penny. Now, it's on YouTube. So if you follow me on social media, at Ben Maller, or on a Facebook page, Ben Maller Show, I will tweet out a link. It's on the YouTube channel that we've got, so you can check that out. We'll be picking every NFL game. Again, it's a new time this week, 7 p.m. in the East and 4 p.m. in the West. We'll do it a little earlier. So this hour, it's all about the Seattle Seahawks. They beat the Cardinals, KO'd them. Is this the end of the Kyler Murray MVP campaign? We examine a less than spectacular, very ordinary performance by one Kyler Murray. He came up small. It's coming your way right now here in hour number one. Russell with some muscle. Welcome in the beginning of the Ben Maller Show. We are in the air everywhere, coast to coast, border to border, and beyond on the vast and powerful microphones of Fox Sports Radio as we bloviate all night long, emanating live from inside the Geico FSR studios. Hope all is well with you. Good to have you alongside. We'll be here all night long, and a lot of marginal sports talk radio content provided for you, including lame jokes. Woohoo! It's Friday. It's our Friday. So we have lame. Well, it's pretty much everyone's Friday, although still on the West Coast, it's still 11 o'clock in the West. But the lead this hour coming from football, and as you might have expected, it is the Thursday night game. Russell Wilson bouncing back from a couple of stinkers. And he had been a mistake, a stumble bum of late the last couple of weeks. And he threw a couple of touchdowns. Did not have a tremendous game. He did not. This was not the shootout it was supposed to be. But in the end, the Seattle Seahawks get a KO of the Cardinals, 28-21 in the Thursday night game. So don't know if you watched the game or not. Maybe you did not participate and observe the game. And so I'll give you the brief recap. Russell Wilson, who had been leading the NFL in turnovers, he was second overall, but the last 4 weeks he had the most turnovers in the NFL, and he mostly cleaned up his act. I say mostly because there were a couple of hiccups mixed in there. Carlos Hyde, vagabond running back. He had 79 yards and a touchdown. The Seabirds ran for 165 yards. And so Seattle gets their seventh win of the year. They improved to 7-3. And more importantly, they move back into the catbird seat. They are all alone, looking down at all the peasants in the NFC West. And we're going to get back to the Seahawks, but the better story is in the losing locker room. And that would be the Arizona side of things. And there's one player in particular that you know we need to focus on as we discuss the Thursday night game. The question this hour, does this end the Kyler Murray MVP campaign? All right, so it doesn't end it, but it's on life support. All right, it's on life support. So I've got smoke and mirrors, slobbering, and Disney song. And we will combine all these things together. Now, to lead off with, as far as Kyler Murray being the MVP, if you're looking for that kind of rah-rah battle cry, this is not the place for you. This is not your safe space at all. And I know how this works. Like all those fanboys of Kyler that were calling up and sending messages there, they're all going to go back behind the refrigerator like the cockroaches that they are. So it is time, in fishing terms, you reel it back now, reel back that Kyler Murray for MVP chatter. All right, so time to go back to the election headquarters and reevaluate the campaign. Despite the best efforts of the NFL marketing arm prior to this game, like nothing to me really changed in this particular game, right? The lead in Patrick Mahomes was the MVP. He was in the driver's seat. And until proven otherwise, Kyler Murray, let's call it like it is here. This guy's a gimmick. Kyler Murray's a gimmick. He's a smoke and mirrors guy. There's not no substance. He's a scat back who plays quarterback. And we believe in truth in broadcasting. There's no need to mince words here. Kyler Murray is going to have to become a much better passer, to be taken seriously for any of these awards. Lamar Jackson, dual threat quarterback, won an MVP award last year. You know what? He was good at throwing the ball. Kyler Murray, spoiler alert, is not particularly great at throwing the ball, which I believe is the most important thing. I know I'm old, but I think that's ultimately the most important thing for the quarterback is to throw the ball, not run the ball. Right? And it was just annoying here. It was like a urinating match. Everyone was trying to compliment Kyler Murray more in the NFL media establishment. They had canonized and rhapsodized Kyler Murray. And we pointed out here that Kyler Murray, coming into Thursday night, had the same number of completions as Daniel Jones. Daniel Jones of the Giants, coming into Thursday night, had the same number of completions. Murray was not in the top 10 in completions, quarterback rating, yards per pass attempt, or passing yards heading into Thursday. And he laid an egg. It wasn't a big egg, but it was an egg. Kyler Murray averaged 6.4 yards per pass against a historically terrible Seattle Seahawks defense. How do you sugarcoat that? How does one sugarcoat that? They had given up Seattle. To give you an idea how much suck is in the Seahawks defense. The Seattle defensive unit, formerly known as the Legion of Boom in another era, had been giving up an average of 448 yards per game. I am not kidding. 448 yards per game. The last 3 weeks, they had been giving up 31 points per game. That was 27th in the NFL. And Kyler Murray barely got Arizona past 300 yards and needed the fourth quarter to get there. And Arizona, only able to put up 21 points. That's all they could muster. 21 points. That's 10 below where the Seattle defense had been. Everyone was having a career day. The Seattle defense was your homecoming opponent, and Kyler Murray, who had had success in a previous matchup, this is emasculating this performance. Now, furthermore, when you take a step back here, you know, as we often say, there's more than one way to peel an orange. Kyler Murray, the marching and chowder society, has to take the L on this Thursday night game. Not ready for prime time. The NFL media hype train, choo-choo, just went off the tracks, right? They hyped this thing up like a prize fight. You had Russell Wilson versus Kyler Murray, the tail of the tape. You had Murray. He didn't live up to the hype. He didn't live up to his end of the bargain. For the first two rounds, or first two quarters, he was guilty of truancy. Kyler Murray had 89 yards passing at halftime and a passer rating of 82.1. You know what that is? The grade garden variety. That's how he's playing. You know, I got nothing against Joe Buck and Troy Aikman, but they took turns slobbering all over the little fella. Slobber, 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 slobber. Slobber, 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 slobber. It was cringeworthy. It was. Like, he could do no wrong. He can walk on water, turn water to wine. And then he went out and pooped the bed. And it was enjoyable for me. I enjoyed it, but the great thing is, like, on a dime, this all changed because the narrative became from the pregame lead into the game, oh, my God, we're going to watch God play quarterback for the Arizona Cardinals. He's a little God, but he's a God. And then it changed to Kyler Murray's hurt. Oh, my God, the little fella's hurt. That's why he's bad. Not playing bad. He's not really playing bad. It's not his fault. Yeah. I mean, you saw this, and there were these over-the-top, pearl-clutching sideline reports. Oh, I saw Kyler. He was putting something in his shoulder there. He's all messed up. Because every man, woman, and child knows, when you become a legend, like the Oompa Loompa alligator arms Kyler Murray, you can't just suck. No. You got to have a fall guy. All right, last thing here. So when you sit back and do inventory on the Cliff Kingsbury Arizona Cardinals, you realize this is just another average NFL team. There is nothing special about this team. You have to be pessimistic when you look at the big picture, they are fortunate in Arizona to be 6-4 this season without that fluke Hail Mary. And everyone that knows football knows, any educated football fan, the Hail Mary is never supposed to work. If the defense is competent, you never convert a Hail Mary. You just bat the ball down. Buffalo did not do that. And it was a fluke thing, and Arizona won that game. So the Cardinals should have they should be right now on a 3-game losing streak. But the Buffalo game obviously changed that. And if they had lost that game, which you should have lost to the Hail Mary, then you'd be sitting at 5-5. And now you peek ahead and you say, well, wait a minute here. The Cardinals have to take their traveling circus to Foxborough. And that is setting up for a loss to Bill Belichick and the Patriots. Belichick, who's already got the Texans this weekend, then will be licking his chops how to stop Alligator Arms Murray. And then after that, it's a date with the number two defense in the NFL, Aaron Donald and the LA Rams. And Jalen Ramsey, who's going to shut the top receiver down for the Arizona Cardinals. So that's the matchup. Now, there's a high probability that Arizona is sitting here at 6-6, an unremarkable 6-6 after 12 games. And Kyler Murray, the analysis on Murray is he's overrated. Now, I'm not saying he's a bum. Overrated just means you're not as good as the hype. That's it. Arizona's defense sucks. Their defense is bad. We knew that coming in, et cetera, et cetera. Now, meanwhile, right, things are trending up for Seattle. Russell Wilson, he didn't have a totally clean game. He fumbled the ball twice. Now, they were recovered, so they don't count as a turnover, but he did have a couple of fumbles. There were some snap issues there for Russell Wilson. He didn't throw an interception. Seattle had lost 3 of 4. Now, all of a sudden, don't look, but the defense is showing a little bit of a pulse. And some of that might be just Jared Goff and Kyler Murray, who the quarterbacks they were going against. But after giving up 44 points in that plunge off the cliff against the Bills when Russell Wilson kept turning the ball over, the Seattle defense has allowed a total of 44 points the last two games combined. The 21 points, this is how bad Kyler Murray was. The 21 points Arizona scored, that is the fewest points the Seahawks defense has given up all season. All right, to put it in perspective, more importantly, schedule. It's not location. Schedule. It's setting up like a Disney song. Zippity-doo-da, zippity-day. Oh, man, they play a bunch of what you say in wrestling, jobbers, the rest of the way, right? The next four game for Seattle, you've got at Philly, home to the Giants, home to the Jets, at Washington. Line them up and knock them down. The combined record of the next four opponents of the Seattle Seahawks is 8-28-1. That is a 222 winning percentage.
Garbage.
Which means Russell Wilson could play with one arm tied behind his back, and Seattle's still going to win at least three out of those four games and should win all four. You'd really have to stumble and bumble not to be sitting at 11-3. After all of those games, the next four games. Well, here is Cliff Kingsbury, the coach of the Arizona Cardinals, who is making excuses for Kyler Murray's bad play.
He banged it during that first drive. And, you know, I don't know the extent of the injury, but I thought he toughed it out, continued to compete, and, you know, gave us a chance at the end.
Yeah, he was talking about his shoulder that he banged. I don't think he was talking about anything else. And the good news with Kyler Murray is it's a small injury. Yeah, just saying. Thank you. All right, here's more from Cliff Kingsbury, the coach in Arizona. You will hear the question and the answer. And this is another one of these questions, which is blaming someone other than Kyler Murray. Listen.
Obviously, there were 10 penalties of different sorts. Was there any theme to why you thought maybe that you guys were having problems just on the offensive line? And then there's that key one on the taunting penalty.
Yeah, I think it was like 16 penalties maybe for over 100 yards, which you're not going to win in this league doing that, and especially against a quality team like Seattle. So it's unacceptable to have that many, and we got to clean that up.
That's all right, Cliff. You got a nice big couch there and a fireplace, and all you can go back. You're okay. Here's Kyler Murray, little Kyler Murray. These are small sound bites. Here's Kyler commenting on the loss. You'll hear the question again, and here's the answer.
So
tough loss. I imagine all losses are frustrating. What burns you most about this one?
Probably just the little, you know, self-inflicted penalties. You know, just really shooting ourselves in the foot. I mean, you know, it wasn't a clean game by any means. You know, easier said than done to play those, but we got to be better. Say it every week, you know, try to give ourselves the best possible chance to win the game, and that doesn't help you.
Go play baseball for the Athletics. How come you referenced Plaxico Burress there, Kyle? That's a cheap shot at Plaxico Burress. Shoot yourself in the foot, shoot yourself in the leg. That's a Plaxico Burress. Come on. All right, here's more. Here's one more from Kyler Murray, and he commenting on that what had been a terrible Seattle Seahawks defense.
It definitely played for me, you know, in certain situations, but I think, like I said, I mean, put up 21, had a chance to win the game at the end, but throughout the game, man, we started off slow, and then we just kept shooting ourselves in the foot.
You know, again!
They obviously, they won the game, but, you know, I think we can be – we can play a lot better.
Yeah. Well, sorry, you didn't. You lost. You're losers. Congratulations. All right, it is the Ben Maller Show. You want to talk about any of that? It is all available to you at 877-99 on Fox. All right, so just when you thought things couldn't get more bizarre, more crazy, welcome in the masked men. Not the masked man, the masked men. We will get to that, and we will do it next.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
It's Maller 2020, and you can be heard in the democracy of the Ben Maller Show. We encourage and welcome the voice of the people. That would be you following the voice of this show on Twitter. He's at Ben Maller. And you can tweet at and follow me, Eddie Garcia, your humble sidekick, the voice of reason. I'm at Eddie on Fox.
Was an old school newspaper reporter, and he had talked like this.
And now live from the Geico Fox Sports Radio studios, it's Ben Maller.
The burner account writes in, says, I only have one word, Benjamin. Schadenfreude. People taking pleasure in your pain. Hit the drop, Roberto. He says, A minus. Maller monologue, the burner account with the review. Ozzy Momentum says, I'd love to see you take Kyler Murray on in a basketball match. He would kick your ass. I'd block every one of his shots. What are you talking about? I have a gigantic height advantage and a reach advantage, by the way. I don't have alligator arms. I don't. The Maller bot account says the monologue was worthy of a B minus, and then he submitted a lame joke. Too late to submit your lame joke there, sir. Sorry about that. It's a certain deadline, and then after that, you're cut off.
Uh-oh.
Sorry about that. Yeah, I hate to do it. Robin Vegas says it was a Hail Murray, not Hail Mary. He says, clean up your act, Maller. Piling on with the short jokes. You're better than that. It seems like Gagon is wearing off on you. You need to dump his ass and bring someone new, accurate monologue, though, he points out. I don't know who you're referring to. And Hail Mary, wasn't that created by Roger Staubach? Isn't that his? He was the first one to say that. I think that's the legend of the Hail Mary, legendary Cowboy quarterback from years ago. That's what I was told. So I believe it. Somebody told me that. So I believe it. Mr. Wonderful writes in from Ohio. He's the Ohio State Buckeye insider. And he says, Ben, you got to cut Kyler some slack, man. He worked a double at the chocolate factory yesterday. The little fellow was tired. Yeah, he points out. Terry in England, one of the leaders of the Maller Militia UK contingent, he says, a standard Murray monologue, Ben, gets a B-plus grade. I enjoyed the short clips of Alligator Arms, especially the one he started little penalties. I don't recall him getting flagged for anything. No, he did. He got flagged for grounding, right? He threw the ball, and it was not outside where he was supposed to be. And, there was a penalty. That was right before the safety. The Seahawks got the safety. I wrote that down. I wrote a little note down there. Yeah. it's a song when the Cardinals take the field. This is where they play. It's kind of offensive. I don't know why they would do that. Yeah.
Eating as
much as an elephant eats.
That's right.
What are you at, getting terribly fat? What do you think will come of that? I don't like the look of it.
No, all right. Oompa, yeah. Mr. Luciano writes in, he says, A-plus monologue Murray is just another overrated quarterback, just like Carr from the Raiders. Mr. Luciano says, the Eugene in Chicago, he's a big Kyler Murray fan. He says, Murray magic continues December 6th, 2020. He says it will continue. Okay, we will see about that. And Big Rig Rob says Kyler Murray will now be known as the Desert Smurf. All right, that's uncalled for, sir. How dare you? You've gone too far. You have gone way too far. Bad job by you. All right, let's go to the phones. She's a fan favorite. I hear she's been calling the local shows in Minnesota, not our show lately. Give it up now for Spin Cycle Regina. How about that? Hello, Spin Cycle Regina in the Twin Cities.
Hello, Ben. I have missed you so much. How are you?
If I was any better, I'd be a Murray, but not Kyler Murray, because he just got stuffed by the Seattle Seahawks defense. That's embarrassing.
Yes, so sorry for him. But you know what? I just wanted to give a shout out to my Daniel Turtle. I was so hopeful that maybe Timberwolves would keep him as my puppy, but
who?
Wait.
Time out. Regina,
who?
We're on the air, Regina.
Daniel Arturo. He got drafted by my Timber puppy.
Never heard of him.
For 2 seconds. What?
Oh, okay. But you had the number one pick, though. I mean,
number one.
You know, it's exciting, right? You're not excited by that? The number one pick? That's a big deal.
Yeah.
You got a guy that doesn't even like basketball. You drafted number one. That'll go well. What could go wrong with that?
Do you like both?
Maybe that guy can play for the Vikings instead of the Timberwolves because he likes football more. How about that?
Of course.
Yes, exactly. So how many calls do you make? Now, I'm getting reports, Regina, from my spies in the Twin Cities that you have been calling in to the local shows on KFAN. Is that correct?
Well, I love my Common Man.
So I Common do. Man. Okay, Common Man. And who else do you call into?
Couple of other boys.
Oh, look at you. You make the rounds here, Regina. You're Spin Cycle Regina. Look at you getting around all the different shows. Look at that. All right.
Well, that's what I have my sit and spin for. Let's dial it up.
That's right. Well, you got the sit and spin there, and very good. And what? How old is your dryer? Some guys were asking whether you need a new dryer or not.
Oh, my goodness. No.
Yeah, you're
I do
good?
Not want to dry out at all, ever.
No, that's true. That would be – all right, thank you. All right, thank you, Regina. She's got jokes.
Playing hardballs again. You know, I miss playing with hardballs.
Well, I understand. Completely, I guess. I mean, you're the one saying it. Ay.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific.
Well, Eddie, good news here and bad news. You want the good news or the bad news?
I'll give you the bad news.
All right. Yeah, you're not going to enjoy watching the Steelers on Thanksgiving, Eddie. You're not going to enjoy it because this is a report out in the last few hours here that the state of Pennsylvania's governor's office is now saying that the Pittsburgh Steelers are not exempt from the mask mandate, which means, depending on how this is interpreted, the Pittsburgh Steelers may be required to wear masks during the game and the rest of the games this season. The scumbag governor of Pennsylvania, this hack Tom Wolf, is the one who issued the order. And, you're seeing a lot of this in different states around the country. But it says athletes are included in that if they cannot maintain sustained physical distance from persons outside of their household. So are they going to consider the NFL locker room the household and allow that, or are the Steelers going to have to play with masks on during the game? Now, the Steelers,
I guess,
said,
the Ravens would have to wear them too, right?
That's true. Yeah, the Steelers said, and are the Ravens going to have to go into quarantine for like a couple of days before they play this? The Steelers said that they had an exemption, they claim, but the governor's office said on Thursday that they did not, Eddie. Holy Mike Tomlin.
Does the governor of Pennsylvania know that there has been no recorded cases of any players catching COVID from playing football?
Eddie, it's not about that, Eddie. It's not. It's about political muscle. It's about getting people to genuflect to what you want as a hack politician. It's going on all over the country is what's going on right now. Common sense does not exist. Common sense in these kind of stories does not exist. But that, oh, God, that'll be another layer, another layer. We've had players, remember the Vikings, didn't the Vikings play the Tennessee Titans? Wasn't that the matchup? And then a bunch of guys on the Titans had the corona and they tested positive. And nobody on the Vikings at that time who just played the Titans.
I'm pretty sure the NFL's doctor has, I mean, you could say, well, it's the NFL's doctor. But whoever the doctor is they've hired has said there's you don't catch the coronavirus by playing football against each other.
Now, what I want to know, Eddie, is in California, the king of California here has issued a decree that apparently everything must stop at 10 o'clock at night starting on Friday. So what if there's a game and it's going late and it goes past 10 o'clock? Do they just have to call it? Because after 10 o'clock, apparently after 10 o'clock, this thing gets really nasty, according to the governor, who was at his nice dinner party there. Right? The photos of that going around. Oh, my God. But this Steelers story, woo, man. And I guess it would be obviously the Eagles also, right? Because the Eagles are in Pennsylvania, so hello.
Last time I checked, yeah.
I don't think they've relocated. Maybe they should just move to Ohio. You know, they can join together the Steelers and Eagles like they did back in the war time.
The Steagles.
The Steagles. They can get together. But that's the story. We'll keep an eye on that. But as of now, there's the state of Pennsylvania governor's office is saying the Steelers are not exempt, that they would have to, and we assume the Eagles as well, wear a mask. So there you go. During the game. Let's go to Anthony in Anaheim, who is up next. Hello, Anthony.
Ben Maller, you nattery nabomb of negativity. What's going on?
Oh, man? Look at you, Anthony. That's a class. That's an old school reference there. Now, you actually came up with some nicknames. I was looking here for Roberto.
Yeah, for Roberto, I got. Arriba.
All right, let's see if we like any of these.
Racist.
Okay. I have the cooking Chicano.
Okay. Hold on. Wait. Slow down. Let's let that breathe a little bit. Say that again.
The cooking Chicano.
Love that one.
You like that. Roberto's a fan of that. Okay, what's number two?
The Mexican hash slinger.
All right, a little tough there. You're throwing hash around. All right.
The and third what, one?
What, yeah.
Father Spice.
Father Spice. All right, that's pretty good.
And the last one is the dabbling diabetic.
Oh, that's of course a reference recently to Roberto's diagnosis there. Well, those are all pretty good.
The first
there.
One and the last two are my favorites, yeah.
All right, so we'll get...
Father
we'll
Spice. I love Father Spice.
Yeah, that's a great one. I love that one.
Father Spice is pretty good. I like the dabbling diabetic. There's something about that that I like. Just call it dabbling diabetic. All right, well, Anthony, thank you. Anything else, Ed?
Mason is turning one tomorrow.
Oh my God, he's almost ready for college. He's turning one. Like, are you having a big party? You can't have a party, Anthony. You'll get in trouble. You can't have a party, man.
I've got a double bird going to Gavin Newsom on Saturday, man.
There, good.
Double bird going.
All right. Well, you do your thing there, Anthony. Have a good time with the kid there. Mm-hmm.
All right, see you guys later.
All right, the great Anthony. He's getting married, Anthony. He's becoming an honest man. Got the kid. And
his Dolphins are good for once.
Well, his lady friend there, who came into the studio, I think were you there? I don't know if you met her, Roberto. She hates the show. Yeah, she hates the show. They're getting married, though. And she allows him, I guess, to listen. But once they get married, maybe that'll be it. Maybe Anthony will be kicked to the curb. I have no idea. Anyway,
I think we might be kicked to the curb, not Anthony.
What I meant to say is she will not allow him to listen to the show. So I don't know if that came across. Maybe that's lost in translation. It could have been lost in translation. It's possible. That is the case. Let's see here. Page down, page down. Trucker Joe says, coming from a person who lives in Pennsylvania, I can tell you this guy is struggling with his politics. And people talking about the governor of Pennsylvania. People overriding him. So he has to show his power by trying to pull this stunt, the same stunt he did with Ben Roethlisberger when he cut his hair during the beginning of the COVID. There you go. So that's Trucker Joe, who lives in Pennsylvania, giving us his 10 cents. Aussie Momentum says everything stopping at 10 p.m. is great news for you. Yeah. Well, it would be great news because that would mean we don't have to work. But for some reason, because of the Sherman Act, isn't that the Sherman Act, radio has been deemed essential. Sports talk radio is essential. We learned that back in March, that sports talk radio is essential.
Yeah, we got it. We got some special documents to show that we can travel.
If there ever turns to martial law, we're good to go, Eddie. We can go out and get like a bagel or something like that. You know, we're okay. No, all right. Aussie Momentum enjoyed the Spin Cycle Regina call, and so did Just Josh. The guys are sending jokes in here. And No Help says, "Of course, Regina shouts out." He says, "The worst of the K-Fan hosts." Wow, shots fired. Shots fired. Ed from Spokane says, you really need to go easy on Kyler Murray. He's a great player. He just came up a little short. Look at that. Ed from Spokane, sneaky funny. Ed doesn't seem like he should be funny, but he's sneaky funny, Ed from Spokane. He is. All right. Straight ahead. We're going to have the NFL Pick'em. Woohoo! Here's the Who Am I game. And this is in honor of a quarterback who I don't think is playing this weekend, Drew Lock. Six of Drew Lock's seven touchdown passes this season, six of his seven, he's the Bronco quarterback, have come in the fourth quarter. That's 85.7% of Drew Lock's touchdowns have come in the fourth quarter. Keep in mind, in many of those games, the game was already lopsided in favor of the other team. That is currently tied with me for the highest percentage by any quarterback in a season with at least seven touchdown passes in NFL history. Again, Drew Lock of the Broncos, he's got seven touchdown passes, and six of them have come in the fourth quarter. It's 85%. That's the currently tied with me for the highest percentage by any quarterback in a season with at least seven touchdown passes in NFL history. Who am I? The answer and the NFL Pick'em. We'll get to that, and we will do it next.
Mr. Unlimited. You got to be unlimited.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live. Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
If you're a regular listener, you know the Ben Maller Show's unconventional sports talk. We dabble in the outlandish and bond with the freaks and geeks. Facebook's a digital playground for all of us. You can chat with other P1 friends of the show. It's painless. And you can cancel anytime. Just like our page. Go to Facebook.com/Ben Maller Show. And now live from the Geico Fox Sports Radio Studios, it's Ben Maller.
And here's the Who Am I game. So six of Drew Lock's seven touchdown passes for the Broncos this season have come in the fourth quarter. It's 85.7%, which is currently tied with me for the highest percentage by any quarterback in a season with at least seven touchdown passes in NFL history. That is the question. What is the answer? Bubba in Texas, beautiful Alvin, Texas, is going with Don Majkowski, the Magic Man, as his answer. Jason in Denver says Christian Ponder. Why would you even ponder passing? J-Dot up late in Utah says Jamie Foxx from the movie Any Given Sunday is the
Steam and Willie Beeman.
There you go. Rob in Vegas is going with Webster is his answer. Underdog from Ozzie the Dog. Chris Miller, the old Falcon quarterback from 00 Mexican. Scott in Rhode Island is going with D's Nuts. as his answer. I've never heard that one before. Thank you, Bart Simpson. Carson Palmer from Just Josh. That's his guess. Who else do we have? Tommy Frazier tossed out by Sam. Ken Stabler from Dante. Robbie the Mariner fan is going with Josh Allen. Let it go, Robbie. Let it go. You need an intervention. Matt, the Warrior Raider A's fan, says Ken the Snake Stabler. Jonathan Bartholomew Elway from Milkman Mike in Colorado. Christina in Spokane's going with Albert Einstein. She had a bunch of answers here. Who else do we have? Hillbilly Jim from Jason in Rocky Mount, Virginia. Raider Freak is smitten with Spin Cycle Regina. Gregory says it's Jason in the truck who paints his toenails the same color as the rainbow yard truck. Interesting. Yeah, okay, good. Steve Spurrier, guest by the late night drug tester. Rick is going with, who else? Jeff Hostetler is his answer. Razor Ramon from Luke the Vending Guy. Byron Lefwich tossed out by Rob in Minnesota. Mr. Unlimited from Manic Mike. Do you have an answer, Eddie, please?
I do. It's former London Monarchs and Seattle Seahawks quarterback Stan Gelbaugh.
Oh, the great Stan Gelbaugh. Is that correct? No. It's also not Ringo Starr's cousin Bart, guessed by David in Seattle, who knows where all the good restaurants are, or Tennessee Ernie Ford, tossed out by Skeeter in Montana. The correct answer is Steve DeBerg. Steve DeBerg, 1993. He had six of his seven touchdowns in the fourth quarter, and DeBerg played forever and ever. But he wasn't as good as Tom Brady's been at his age when DeBerg got up there and was long in the tooth. Time now for the NFL Pick'em. Daily Fantasy, which is not daily anymore because we only do it during basketball, baseball season, and football, but this is the only sport in town. So we're gonna pick a quarterback, a running back, tight end, and two receivers. Whoever has the most fantasy points will be declared the winner and deemed the smartest man in the room. And I am told Roberto is going to go first.
Oh, Derek Carr is available.
Derek Carr is available. No, Eddie, I'll pass on that, Eddie. I'm going with the hottest running back right now, Dalvin Cook, baby. Nah, give me Dalvin Cook.
He's doing playing the Cowboys, man. That Cowboy defense is lethal. Yeah. All right, go ahead, Cook.
I am going to go with Alvin Kamara.
All right. The board has held.
Things
with Eddie.
Breeze out. They're going to lean heavy on him, I guess.
Yeah.
Let's go with Patrick Mahomes.
All right.
I know, Roberto. You didn't like that one. You should have went with the fan insurance.
I know. You could have done that. Has Derek Henry been picked?
Nope.
He's available.
I'll take Derek Henry. Thank you. He's good to go. And I will also take, let's see, I need some targets.
Hurry up!
Keenan Allen. Keenan Allen. I'm taking him. He's a receiver. He plays for the Chargers. All right, go ahead. Who is next? Eddie.
I'll take Travis Kelce.
All right.
Oh, Eddie.
That's right.
Kelce. All right, he's gone. Go ahead, Coop.
You know what? I mean, I got to do it because, you know, there's a run on him. Darren Waller.
Oh, you bastard.
Waller's gone. All right, go ahead, Roberto.
It's a thin position.
Going with Deshaun Watson.
Wow.
Whoa.
Yeah. Patriots, come on. One more. Hurry up.
Tyreek Hill. Fan insurance.
Fan insurance. Oh, I see what you did there. Okay. And back to you, Coop.
Devontae Adams.
All right. He's hurt.
He's hurt. Yeah, he might not play.
He is actually hurt.
He's going to play.
Eddie.
Questionable.
Let's go with Adam Thielen.
Adam Thielen. All right. I need a quarterback. I'll give a shot with Aaron Rodgers. And I need a tight end. Has Mark Andrews been picked?
No, he has not.
I got Mark Andrews. Woo!
He's not good.
Oh, he's good. Jackson only throws it. We got to hurry up. Eddie!
Chase Claypool.
Oh, my God. Steeler pick. Coop.
Michael Thomas.
Roberto.
Julio Jones.
One more.
TJ Hockenson.
Coop. Coop. Coop.
Hurry up. Cousins.
Boo.
T. Higgins.
Kirk Cousins?
Tom Brady.
T. Higgins.
Wow.